Let's review from where we left off, okay? So, as we've mentioned many times now, the Gemara is moving now into trying to understand what the idea of time and chazakah means. Because normally what I would say, and the Gemara uses Rameyer's idea as a stepping stone, is that three discrete actions are what necessary to produce the chazakah. So as long as I can point to three discrete actions by the guy on the field, I can therefore say that a chazakah emerges, okay? Problem is, what exactly do we mean by three discrete actions? Okay, so let's take... So, and again, the first maneuver in the Gemara was to say, if it's fruits on the same tree, so there what we'll say is that there is something discrete about each one, but they're part of a set. So for instance, if I... let's look at gorings. If the animal gores the first time, it's one of three. If it gores the second time, it's two of three. Okay, if you look at it that way, then the case of all the fruits in the tree and the guy eating one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening would work. Because you could look at them as they're all part of one fruit experience or gathering, whatever you want to call it. But they're different because two of the sets aren't ripe yet. Okay? The Gemara says, no. When we look at shor, we don't look at it as one of three. This is the last looking at shor, now positioning ourselves to slowly look at the tree case. Okay? By shor, what do we know for shor? It's one, one, and one. So if it's one, one, and one, meaning we need each one to be qualitatively discrete from each other, they're discrete actions. If that's true, then the case by all the clementines on one tree won't work. Okay? So the Gemara says, fine, achal tlasa pri bitlasa yomi. We introduce the caper bush. So what are you going to do? You have this caper bush. We know there are buds of fruits on that tree on Sunday, but they won't emerge to be ripened and being eaten until Tuesday. So now what we'll say is that on each day, right, each day I have edible fruits that's available, but it's not like the case before where I had unripened fruit. Rather, the fruit is in bud form, okay? It's a bud. So the Gemara says, oh, what do you see by there? Again, notice we've expanded our time. Time is secondary here. We've expanded the time. We said now, plus a yomi, it turns out with this species, right, 3 days, right, which means that the person, which Woji and the Hamid, is going to say that should be three discrete achilas. The Maskana says no. It says Hasam Pira Mia Ise, right? Even though the pre is not nicker, right? It's still kayim. Umigbar hu to call gamer vazel, right? So the pre is there. It's there on Sunday. It just takes until Tuesday until it's complete. Okay. So again, the Havmin is saying that we're trying to understand discrete actions. So what we're going to say is that there's the bud of the fruit there on Sunday. So it's essentially not there. It's not there. Kamash Balan, no, it is there. Okay, what kind of, I don't think that's that difficult. What's the Havmin Maskana here? Come on, what would you say? Would you say in the Havmina, would you say that what do you call it? What's a bud, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not a fruit. Kamash Balan, no, what do you mean? The fruit's going to be there in 3 days. It's there. Yeah, the smart way to define this is to go to the case before and then look at and put together the stream. Well, hold on. Okay, let's look at the case before, right? By the case before, we have unripened fruit. So it's interesting how we go from we have ripened fruits to unripened fruits to buds. That's not a coincidence. I mean, the Gemara is showing you, in other words, there's a simple logical trajectory here. All right? In other words, what's the difference between ripened and unripened fruit? Let's answer that first. If you go down that road, okay, so what you would say is at least by immature fruit or unripened fruit to ripened fruit, so you wouldn't call it a qualitative change, right? The fruit's still there, right? It's still a fruit. No. It's not a different entity. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Chaim's right. It is a qualitative difference, but I'm saying you're not changing the entity. Yes. It's the same entity, right? You're changing it. That's why I won't call it qualitative because you're changing a property of the fruit, but it's a fruit. But what you guys are saying is, right, Joe and you, Mitzal, you're saying, but when it comes to the bud, well, the bud to a fruit is a qualitative change, meaning it's a new entity.
The only way you relate to it is fruit or not fruit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Right. It's either a fruit or it's not fruit. At least when it's the clementine, like Sean knows this, when I brought in my green clementine, it's a clementine. It's not ripe yet, but it's a clementine. But you can't say that by a bud. You wouldn't say a bud. The way we relate to it, you would never say a bud is a fruit. That's the Havmina. So if that's true, right, so then you would say I have three discrete actions over three different days. Kamash Mulan, no. Take us home, Joe. So the question is, if you look at it from the way we relate to it, which is the way I relate to it, I would say there's no fruit there. You don't look at a bud and say that's a fruit. Just like, by the way, you don't look at a seed and say that's a future, there's a tree coming up from that. You don't say that. We don't relate to a seed as a tree, even though in some sense, right, a seed is the beginning, so to speak, of the tree, right? There's tree-ness in the seed, but you don't relate to it that way, right? But the other way to look at it is, if we look at it, I think, Chaim, you were trying to say this kind of idea, like if you look at it from the perspective of the botanical perspective, from what it is, right? You're right. Of course, the bud is the beginning of the fruits. Just because I don't relate to it that way, that doesn't mean we don't define that bud as the early stages of fruit. You know what I mean? Again, the difference is... Yeah.
Is that above or below?
Below. So, Achlatz lost, Perebitz lost in Yomeh. I thought you guys had the Masifta sheets also. All right, so what'd you do? So I'll show you a case now where you can eat three gidulim over 30 days. Okay, three gidulim. Okay, very careful here. Three gidulim. Not really, you'll see they are pere, but a little bit different. Over 30 days. Okay, now again, the time is a byproduct. We're still trying to always find out three separate actions. But I'll show you three separate actions now. It happens to be it's over a 30-day period of time. Kigon aspasta. Okay, what is that aspasta? Rashi.
Right. Mean zerahu.
Behemot. So it's a type of plant, and what's it used for? To feed the animals. Okay. Ulasof. Acher. All right. So what happens after 30 days? It's grown. You uproot it, and then you plant a new one. Okay, so it's a 30-day lifespan for this plant. Now, keep going. Uvasoch. Gozes in. Okay, so you shear it within the 30-day period of time. You shear it three times. Now, why are you shearing it three times?
Well, you do.
Right, within the 30 days, you shear it three times.
That doesn't really work with the Masechta
Gemara. No, you do it. What do you mean you should?
Because the Masechta Gemara is at the time normal to do.
No, one second. So what would you say? Lahave Chazaka. Back to the Gemara. Why Lahave Chazaka? One second. Why would it be Lahave Chazaka? Why is it a Chazaka?
Three acts of harvesting.
Okay, so it should be just like, right? It should be just like the Negicha case. Again, by Negicha case, hold on, I have three separate gorings. Three separate gorings, okay? Nothing to do with each other, okay? Now, what's happening over here? Well, when you gozes, when you cut off, you can't tell me, fine, you want to say abstract and potentia? There is no physical gidul there to speak of, okay? Again, think of a... not quite, but close enough that there's clearly nothing there. Let's say to the ground. I don't care. To the ground. That's fine with me. To the ground. Point, though, is that when you do that, right, there's nothing there, right? He, like a Masifta guy says, he says, Sheyol b'kachlios chazaka, sherei domos achilas elu negichos shremuad, right? This shearing is just like the gorings of the shremuad. Me'acha shebishah she'okhalas a gidol arishon, after the animal eats the first gidol, Gidol Shena Inokaim Klau. The second growth isn't there. It's not there. What?
The roots are still there.
So what? But it's not there. See, it's not like the bud case, because the bud case I can point from the bud is the entity that's going to become fruit. Right? But here I got rid of the gidol. It's gone. So what's the Gemara say? Hechi Dami? So what's the answer?
Yeah. Hechi Dami
Ve'achla. Okay, no. It's not what you think. In other words, what happens is when it grows, right, it grows a little bit, you cut off that sprout, you feed it to the animals, and then it grows a little more grows, okay? Meaning even if you cut it down to the roots, there's still going to be some gidul left. There's something there for the animal to eat, okay? Right? Rashi says, the kadiyach gadol ksas, right? There's a little bit there. So, David, there's always a little bit there, okay? So there you have no chazaka now. Hasam mishamesh who dekas shamed v'achel, right? So what are you not doing?
Uprooting entire plants.
We're not doing three different. Ano mamtin achi yigmar prius gidulo. No, you're not waiting for the fruit to finish its ripening. V'kachu ochlo, and yet it's eaten that way. Lavika achila kazu ano achila she yotzeres chazaka. This type of eating or usage of, again, he's not actually eating it, but using it to feed the animals, right? That doesn't produce chazaka. Lefish ain't okal, it's kol a pri. Because the entire object's not consumed. So again, The Havamina is saying that you do three separate shearings over a 30-day period of time. Okay? So I can take, this is critical, okay, because we've now left, I know it's a complex Gemara, okay? We've left, we've taken another huge step forward here. Because beforehand, we had days, right? 3 days. So you can see a tziruf emerging, right? I have Sunday, fruit, Monday, fruit, Tuesday, fruit. And I can use the days to form a tziruf, right? Just like Rev Yehuda. But now we're past that point. Because now, what are we saying? We have 30 days. Now, does it matter when he does those gezizas? No. Right? But it's interesting. What we're going to say is that within that 30-day period of time, since there were three separate actions done on this aspasta thing, chazaka will merge after those 30 days. Okay? So again, we're spreading it out now. Right? We've gone from three discrete actions, one after the other, to now spread out over a month.
We're starting to care more and more about time.
Well, we're trying to find cases, right? Trying to find cases. But yeah, the byproduct is the time. It doesn't have to be this way, okay?
Well, seemingly it does. We keep stretching out the time.
No, because theoretically, we can construct a case, as Asher asked before. You can construct a case. If there were, you'll see in the end. But you could have a plant that fulfills all the requirements. You could. Okay. So what's the Havamina and what's the Maskana here? The Havamina is saying that, no, it's three separate achilas. Because what do? You do three separate gazizas, right? I'm gozes at once, feed my animal. Not much left, right? Not much left. The Gidol Sheni is not there. Because what do we know for sure? The Gidol Sheni is not there. It's got to grow up again before I feed it the animal, right? Kamash Malan, that no. That, as he says, the Kadiach V'achala, right? Shegadah haspas the ksas, gozes v'okal, gadah od ksas, v'shu gozes v'okal. Grows a little, you shear. Grows a little, you shear. So it's always still there. So we can't say there was never a complete achila of the pre.
More than one fruit there.
What will be the complete achila of the pre? A brood again, right? Okay. So there's never a complete achila of the pre. So what's the Havamina Maskana in this case? I ask. Before, the Gemara transitions now, because beforehand we could talk about discrete actions when we have, let's say, an object that's discrete. You can't say that here, right? Or can you? Okay. Yeah, Asher. Excellent. The way you're setting up is perfect. Okay, think about it. In other words, what makes this different is it's not a fruit tree anymore. We have grass. Now, if we go along what we were saying before, like in terms of transitioning from the last Gemara to here, well, all I'll say is that, well, 1 second. This is interesting because I'm taking this leaf and doing what with it? Using it for what? For food, right?
Making it food.
Good. So since this leaf is considered to be edible, animals eat it, right? I'm feeding the animals with it. So now I can look at that part of the, I can look at this grass thing and say there's two parts to it. There's the edible part and the non-edible part. So whenever he's gozes, what is he doing? He's gozes the edible part, but there is no edible part left over. All he's gozes is that which is edible. And what's remaining is not edible until the next edible part grows in. That's three discrete actions. Bam. Clear, right? Three discrete actions, okay? But the Maskana is saying, no, again, sticking to that same gava relate to botanical thing, that's very nice, but at the end of the day, that grass, it's nice that we relate to it as something edible, but at least by a fruit and a tree, what can I see? A difference, right? Clementines are clearly different than leaves and branches, okay? Fruits are different. But here, you can't say that. Again, it's true, I may be using it a certain way, but ultimately, what is it? And that's why he says, kadich v'achala, right? It grows a little, you cut it, grows a little, cut it. I mean, we're not looking at it as, it's nice he's using it as food. But ultimately, what is it? It's just grass, right? It's one entity of grass. He just happens to be shortening it every so often. But you can't say there's three discrete mices anymore, like you're saying. It can't be three discrete actions if it's the same object over and over again. Exactly right. What am I doing? I'm shearing. I'm cutting the lawn. You know what I mean? I mean, think about that. When you cut your lawn, okay, you're taking the grass that's a certain height and making it shorter, right? You wouldn't say each cutting of the lawn is a discrete action, but if you're using the lawn to feed animals, you could see why you could separate out the edible part from the non-edible part, even though that really is a purely abstract differentiation. Checkmate. Achala. Pere.
Oh, it doesn't pere. Oh, again. Plus up. Urefe. Kigon. Aspasta.
Yeah, Lahave Chazaka. Okay. But one second. But now we're done. Now the Gemara finally found the case. Where it's clear these are three separate Maisa Achila Peros. And what's that case? Where I did what?
No.
Full month every time. So think about it. We got everything now. We got all the elements in place. We have three separate objects, three separate plantings, right? You can't get further apart than this. This is the farthest we can go in creating three separate Maisa Achilas.
How do you know that they completely uprooted?
I have three separate actions, three separate aspastas, right? Three separate Maisa Achilas. I have a chazaka now, okay? Now, again, we don't have 3 years, right? We definitely have three discrete actions, and which the Gemara is going to agree that's the case. Okay. Yeah. You cannot answer this kasha, meaning the Gemara's kasha is the answer. And what does the Gemara say? Man holchei usha. So who are these? Remember these holchei usha? Those are the guys that he originally on the base medrash, right? He says that said shaloshanim. Who are these guys? Hello, Rabbi Shmuel. Right now, if the holchei usha who held that it's 3 years for a chazaka, right? Remember that's what they said is really Rabbi Shmuel. Well, now we're in good shape because what does Rabbi Shmuel say in the Mishnah? When do you need 3 years for a chazaka? Halavan. What's Sadeh Halavan? What? And no. Not just one type, but it's, yes. I mean, once a year. Okay, meaning, let's say you have Peros Achas Pashana. What would be an example of that? I don't know. No, clementine tree. Right? One time a year, it produces fruit. Okay? One time a year. Okay, so then that's fine. Okay, but aval b'stei ilan. Now, what a stei ilan is an orchard with many different kinds of fruit trees, many different kinds. Okay. So he brings in the grapes, and then musak is esav, and he gathers together the olives, and then also brings in the figs. Okay, that is 3 years, even though, right? Why? Because he ate or benefited from shlosh gidulei tzvuos in 1 year. Okay, that's like 3 years by stei lavan. Again, just to emphasize, okay? And then look at the Mesita guy says, he says, v'im kein huwa din legabe aspasta, shim katsar shlosh achilos tok shlosh achadashim, gam kein tala lo chazaka. So you don't need 3 years, right? 3 years, the only reason why 3 years came into existence is because by a case of a stei lavan, the only way you could have, there's, again, what do we need to demonstrate the machzik has a chazaka? Three separate actions. And now I can look, say it's sirif emerges. So that works well by a stei lavan, meaning if this orchard only grows fruits once a year, good. So I was ochel in 1 year, then I was ochel in the second year, and I was ochel in the third year. Now I can take those three discrete actions and combine together to form a chazaka. But what he's saying is that it's not a din in the 3 years. It's a din in three discrete actions, and I can demonstrate a pattern from those actions. So that's not necessarily 3 years. I have cases like, in 1 year, if I have grapes and figs and olives, I can show three separate achilas in 1 year. Or I can have a case of asmasta, 3 months. Point is, the time is not relevant. Yes, so Asher, back to your question. I could theoretically construct a case where I had a plant and that in 1 hour, right, a guy could come along and do three separate achilas. Now we have our case. We can demonstrate that all you ever need for a chazaka to emerge are three separate maises, right, that allow us to create a tziruf. That's it. And all the Gemara was trying to flesh out was trying to show you that normally speaking there's going to be some period of time between them. You understand that? That's an important point. All the Gemara is showing you is that normally it'll be like an aspasta case, like 3 months. You're not going to have a case normally where it could happen in 1 day, but it could. It could. Okay? Okay. Good. Now, let's switch gears. Okay? Now let's get to Rabbanan. Okay? Very, 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 very difficult and different. Okay? Let's at least get the facts down from the Gemara. This is very, very different. All right, so the Gemara comes along and says, I gave you the Masifta, right? Now the Rabbanan, now remember, what are the Rabbanan arguing? The Rabbanan are not arguing on Chazakah itself. They're not arguing about 3 years. They're just simply arguing about where's the source for 3 years. It's not from Shor Muad. Okay? Okay, so where's it from? My.
Amar Yose Krah Kisiv Sodo Bechasit Yiknu because of the Sefer the Chasim.
Okay. But okay, now I mean there's so many problems on so many levels. Problem number one, obviously, is where's Rav Yosef turning to? From Yirmiyahu. So we've abandoned looking to a Torah imperative, a Torah source. We've now switched over to a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Well, that could be dangerous, okay? Now, what's Yirmiyahu talking about? Sados bakesef yiknu, right? So fields with money you'll buy. V'chasuv b'sefer v'chasam. You know, write it in a book and sign it. Okay? What does that mean? What is that even talking about?
Write staros.
Thank you. I know. But what does that do with chazaka? Chazaka doesn't require a star, right?
Yeah.
Right? So how do you learn from this?
It requires a lack of stars.
So the Gemara says, Shaharei.
Nabi, Abomei b'eser, Masir al-Achat es asara.
That's right. Okay. Sure, just keep going to the Gemara, right? No, because you know what you're talking about. Look at Rashi. Okay? What does he mean? Yirmiyahu, right, is standing in the 10th year,
right,
and he's warning about the 11th. What is he talking about? Rashi.
Yirmiyahu b'shana ha-sirit
Letzidkiyo. Okay, so we're talking about the 10th year of the reign of Tzidkiyo, Melech Tzidkiyo. So now what's he maziran? Okay. The chatzar. Okay. Okay. Chanamel ben Shalom. Okay. So what's the problem? What's the problem? What's Yirmiyahu? What are Bnei Yisrael facing in the 10th year of the reign of Sitkiyo?
Threats.
Not just threats, stronger. Imminent destruction. Okay. And exile. So Yirmiyahu gets up. Among the many messages he's trying to give over the Jewish people includes, we've got 1 year to go, okay? So what do you need to do? I mean, it's a fascinating piece. So what do you have to do? Hayam Mazir, he warns those people in the 10th year, keep going. All right, so on that 10th year, he gets up and tells the people, listen, you know, if anyone who's planning on doing any real estate purchases this year, make sure you write everything down and you have witnesses on the star, okay? Why? Why is that so important before exile?
Because
they're
going to get disrupted.
Oh,
man.
Sure. Well, what? Oh, well, okay, more than that. You're right, more than that. There you go. So when we come back, we'll have proof because we know the Gullus will end and Bnei Yisrael will return and you want to be able to go back to your land and say, this is my land all along. Achasis, right? Because you're going to be exiled from Yerushalayim, right? In the 11th year, right? So you don't have time, like you were saying. There's no the time for chazakas are over. Okay, you don't have time to do chazakas. You know what I mean? You've got 1 year. Okay.
They knew they had a year.
Yeah. He knows.
Can't they just do the chazaka when they get back?
No. Keep going. Oh, so what do you see? You see that, I mean, this,
20 years on the
time. No, not two.
2 years.
You got to go so around to get to the conclusion here. I mean, it's amazing that they even thought of this, right? That the fact that Yirmiyahu was warning them on the 10th year that you can't use the method of chazaka because you have the 10th year and the 11th year. Before we get to the kashas, let's assume for now, by the end of the 11th year, you're going to be exiled. What does that show you about the amount of time needed for chazaka? It needs 3 years or more than two. Okay. Excellent, right?
We're assuming he's warning
them at the beginning of the chazaka. All right. Ama behani tarti 2 years isn't enough. Mikan the chazaka she'ena pechusa mishal shanim. Note very carefully, by the way. This is, well, okay. Other than the fact it's learning from Rio, note, when it came to Shor Muad, there's a positive chaloshem of three years being chazaka. Three negichas, 3 years. Here, he's not saying positive three, he's just saying
not
more than two. More than two. So what's the earliest more than two? Three. A little bit different. Again, note that emphasis. A little bit of different emphasis. Okay.
For sure,
it
has to be three.
Aye. Okay, what does that mean? Rashi.
Here, Rashi says the following.
What's he saying? What's a biased kasha? It's a brilliant kasha.
It's only a piece of advice.
Okay, meaning what? Meaning, what's Yirmiyahu telling them? What's he telling them?
This is
a good advice. Yeah, but what do you mean good advice? Meaning what? Okay, so first of all, you see, this isn't halacha. Because what's he telling them? Where do you get this chazak idea from? All he's telling them is, listen, it'd be really smart for you to have your papers in order before you get exiled. What is this whole 3-year chazaka business? Get out of here. That's not what he's saying. He's just saying he's being a good prophet. He's saying, listen, among the many things you should be concerned about, right? I mean, your lives, right? Your family, right? Your wealth. Also, have your shtaros ready. But what are you deriving a chazaka idea from this? I mean, that's not what he's saying. What Abai is really saying is that's not what Yirmiyahu said, right? Yirmiyahu just said, get your contracts ready because we're going into Gullus. There was nothing insinuating what he was saying that chazaka doesn't work. You can't derive this whole halachic thing from the fact that he give good advice. That doesn't make any sense. As tomorrow. So, de'ilo te'mahachi.
De'ilo te'mahachi. Bonim beit batim shavu v'natu ginot.
Right. V'ichlu es preya. Okay. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is piling on this idea of it must be an Eitz HaTova. Because if you're going to, so it's funny, because the Gemara, I'm reading into the Gemara. The Gemara is like shocked at the fact that Rav Yosef would present this idea. Because the bias kasha is so strong. Not only in and of itself does it make sense, because if you don't say it's Eitz HaTova, if you don't say what he said was Eitz HaTova, let's look at another instance. Banuvatim v'shevu v'nitu ganos v'ichlos perium. Okay? So which means that, what do you call it? So you build houses and you live in them and plant gardens and eat your fruits, right? So, because you're not going to return for bubble for 70 years, right? So, Micah Amar,
Ella Eitz Tova, Mashmalan.
Right, was Eitz Tova? Okay, so he says, Hachanami
Eitz Tova, Kamashmalan.
Okay, it was also Eitz Tova year. So it's Teda.
Teda, the Chasiv, the
Untatem.
Untatem, the Chli Cheresh, Lama'an Ya'amdu Yamin Rabin.
Right. So not only that, what does he say in the end? He says you should put them in these earthenware kelim. Why? What? Because they'll last a long time. So we see that Yirmiyahu is giving lots of advice. Right? He gave advice about this. He gave advice about that. So of course this is advice as well. Okay? We got a serious problem here. Because what's the problem we have here? What's the problem here? Before we'll do Tosos tomorrow. What's the problem? What's
good.
The Havamina? What was Rav Yosef thinking? The Gemara, that's it. Rav Yosef is done. No. So what was Rav Yosef's Havamina? What?